Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and At Will Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to, like, get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on ye old bluffs. I'm Ronnie. That's Benuni over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing, baby?
Just making our way through the week. How about you?
Good times. I'm having a good one. We got up today and went over to Jeff Lewis on Sirius. So give that a listen. That was super fun. Thanks for having us, boys. Always a good time laughing with them. Also, we have a video recap right now of this that you're listening to only in audio. Get over and watch it. It's over on our Patreon page. And that's also where you get bonus episodes. There's a 3-week video and audio road trip up for the next 3 weeks before we begin Love Hotel coverage on Patreon only. So there's that. Also, Ben will be leaving town next week. So we'll have a bunch of guest hosts coming to play with me. And Below Deck will be covered by Mr. Ryan Bailey and me and I. And so that'll be fun. So check that out. And we also have an interview with Serena herself coming out this Friday here on Watch What Crappens. Also video on demand if you want to check it out. We love talking to her. So much fun. So funny. Such a good chick. So go check that out. And also two last shows on our tour. The 12th of June, we'll be in Seattle. And the 19th of June, we will be here in Los Angeles to finish it all out, darling. So join us for those. Get tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Now, I think you may have said that on Patreon, we'll be exclusively doing Love Hotel recaps, but it's Love Island.
Love
it's very
Island.
Confusing. Because I call Love Hotel Love Island, and now we're starting to call Love Island Love Hotel. Love Island will be on Patreon. Love Hotel is on the main feed.
You guys. Well, I was trying to get myself saying Love Hotel because I keep saying Love Island. So you're right. Anyway, Love Island will be on Patreon. Love Hotel is out for free right now, anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a freebie and it's a fun one today. So check it out.
It is great.
Okay, but here we are. Oh, and we're recording Dwell Hello. It's a 3B today. We're doing 4 shows today. So we will also be doing Dwell Hello, which you can find over on Wondery Plus, which is also where you get things ad-free. So go to Wondery Plus if you want that. Okay, so Dwell Hello's House Hunters recaps, by the way, if you don't know that. And today is one of the most annoying couples we've ever spoken about on this show.
Yes.
I don't know. I would drown this lady if I knew her in real life. I would literally hold her head underwater.
That's good because she wants to live by the water.
That's why I drown her. I'd be like, here's the water. Here's right by the water. You're in it and I'm drowning you. Okay. Have a good time.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye, ma'am.
So join us for that. Okay. So Below Deck Down Under. Season 3, episode 16, Come Swell or High Water. Now, we're at the point in the Below Deck season where they needed to edit this down and have it end 2 episodes ago. We don't need any more. It's over.
This episode, there was not enough for this episode. There just wasn't. There should have been a supersized finale and made it like next week and this week, 90 minutes and be done. Because not enough. Not enough to content to go around. Yeah. Okay. So especially once Serena and Lara bury the hatchet, then there's really nothing left for us. So yeah. Where we left off, Lara.
Spoiler alert. That's the only thing that happened. Don't give it away.
Oops. Sorry. There was puking. So previously, so Lara received the disco helmet and she's been insecure about where she stands with Jason. So now she got the disco helmet and she's just like really upset about it and not, she's like, she's scowling and like the only person who is not able to receive the disco helmet and laugh about it. So she like goes off to her room and sulks.
Yeah. And she's still, now she's crying. She's crying too, Bree. And she's like, I'm miserable, miserable to my core. I've been saying that since the start of the season. So I'm glad people are finally turning to my page because you are. And she's like to the point, I just want to leave. Go. Do you want me to hold the door open for you? I will hold. I dare you to quit on the final charter. I dare you. I triple dog dare you. Do it.
She's like, I mean, he never even says to me, like, you smash it tonight. He never does that. So then we see, like, four different flashbacks where he's like, you're doing great. By the way, just want to say, great job. By the way, once I smashed it, I have to say, probably the best chief stew I've ever had. And by the way, note that I do say chief stew, not just stew. You are just fantastic. You're wonderful. She's like, he never says anything, ever.
I'm just so sick of feeling like this. I'm so sick of it. And Bree's like, you can't let it end like this. You've done so many things that people couldn't. Remember that time you put on a leotard and bunny ears? Nobel Peace Prize. Where is your Nobel Peace Prize?
You have been able to do the unthinkable. You've been able to turn me, a model, into someone who's attracted to Harry, who wants to go to a New York City hostel. You can do miracles.
So many people have been through these charters, and they've said that they're never going to forget it. You did that. You did that.
So meanwhile, Zarina is texting her mom and she's like, this charter's shit. So her mom, of course, FaceTimes.
She's crying. Like, she's like, oh, mom, you know, she's like sobbing on the phone. And then we go back to Lara and Lara's like, I love you. You're my best friend. She's like, I love you. You're my best friend forever. You two are so fake. Although I do believe Lara. I believe that Lara cycles through the best friends because I can't imagine keeping one, you know? And sure, Lara's like, let's go clean cabins again, best friend. Maybe you'll figure towels out this time.
Shall I just call you my little strawberry? So Harry is talking some crappy, stupid stuff. It doesn't matter, up on the boat. And now Zarina's talking with her mom. And her mom's like, so, Zarina, how are you doing? She's like, Mom, I'm shit. The chief stew here is my friend, and I thought we were going to conquer the season together. But instead, she wants me to plate things on blue plates instead of white plates. It's just awful. Oh, no, white plates instead of blue plates. I'm all turned around, Mother.
You just don't understand what this woman is doing to me. She's giving lipstick to my suit. You know what that does to a woman? And you can tell that the mom gets these calls all the time of Serena just breaking down and freaking out and calling her mom like, I'm in the bus stop. You wouldn't believe it. I missed about by like 2 minutes. Why do they hate me? You remember when I missed the bus when I was a little girl? It's triggering, mommy. It's triggering. Put up a picture of Serena in a tutu and teased hair and like Sharpie eyeliner as a 5-year-old.
I know, which is what they literally do right now. She's like, I feel like I'm back at school. I wasn't invited to eat at certain tables. I wasn't invited to certain parties. It's very isolated. And the pictures are her like weird Barbie. Like,
I like that every like time she's like, I was bullied. They put up evidence of why she was bullied to like let the other kids off the hook. You know, I'm like, were the bullies the children of these below deck producers? Because
I know
every single time they're like, but this is why our kids bullied you right here. Look at this picture.
But it's like 7-year-old Zarina in like goth Addams Family makeup and outfits at like the Christmas pageant. Like, I'm the Krampus. So,
but you can tell the mom hears these calls all the time because Serena's like, Mom, I'm shit. And the mom just goes, oh no. Yeah, Mom. And she goes through this whole thing and she goes, it's just really triggering. And she goes, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Mom, it's not supposed to be like this. Doo-doo-doo. Mom, are you watching Wheel of Fortune right now? I'm trying to cry.
I'd like to buy And I don't really care, Zarina. Okay.
Is it saddlebags?
It wasn't saddlebags. What else could it be?
R-S-T-L-N-E. You know what I'm saying? More cars. why can't I sit with R-S-T-L-N-E? Oh, Serena.
Listen,
left
you
think
you're being bullied? Tell me, Pat Sajak's not bullying me when he won't give me saddlebags. I mean, what else could it be? Saddlebogs?
I'd like to solve the puzzle. Okay, the phrase is, stuck on the phone with my needy daughter again.
No? Vanna White just gave me a pass, so that was at least liberating. So Serena's like, all right, bye, Mom. She's like, oh, thank God. So the mom hangs up. And now people are getting the boat ready. I'm a little ashamed of this deck crew because Harry's like, the only thing we need to do is the hot tub and these little love. And then we see the hot tub. It is completely disgusting and green at the bottom. Disgusting. What the hell?
It's green. It has like black crud at the bottom. It's like, what has been growing? It looked worse than Jason's fish tank. And that says a lot.
Yeah, it looks like they've never cleaned it. Come on, Harry. Never. Come on, Harry. You're the lead disgusting. Now. I need you to take more pride in hot tub flooring.
Yeah. So then Laura's like, so my little new strawberry, what's happening with Harry? Everything good? And Bree's like, yeah, I mean, he really likes me. And he made that really clear. But like, obviously I was in an engagement once and just the idea of having that title again, it's just tough to think about. I'm just really trying to come up with any excuse I can think of to not have to go to a hostel with Harry in New York City. Come on.
That hostel really turned her off. Trying to pick up
all the trauma.
She is completely done after he said the word hostel. It's like,
totally
boom.
Done.
And frozen. She's like, nope, this is frozen. So Nate is like, oh, I'm all set behind everyone here. And Harry's like, you're getting there. I've been here longer. You know, things move quicker on a boat. Next thing it'll be like, you want to be my girlfriend? What about that? I got to ask her to be my girlfriend. It's just like 5 steps away from pregnancy, bro.
And Harry's like, you know, I'm not nervous talking to Bree about being official because all I know that we were on the same page, which is let's go traveling into grimy places with potential murderers that'll go on the run, caption the nation's attention. And, you know, our relationship is like emotions. It's, you know, it's up. It's a build up. Okay. There's no more going forward. It's just going up, up, up. And nothing says romance like a shared bathroom with strangers in the bedroom.
You can't really bond with people on vacation till you've crossed streams, am I right? So he's saying if there's anyone he wants to take back to meet his family, it's Bree. She's immortal. So Lara, back to Lara and Bree. She's like, well, you've got this whole trip planned, so I think it's going to be you and him. And that's going to be really telling of how it's going to be. Will he still open his mouth too wide and sometimes catch the occasional fly in there? Time will tell.
So they are there's like Alicia's doing some stuff in the galley and she's like asks the crew to help take some garbage bags out. So Nate shows up and he comes in and then she's sort of flirty with him. She like spanks him and everything. They're whatever. And Zarina's like, you know, I don't like to get involved in my little chefy's love affairs, but it's either get involved in that or face the fact that I was left out of a table in lunch period in second grade.
A so picture of Serena wearing a trash bag and cooked spaghetti in her hair.
Who wants to sit with me? I'm the spaghetti monster. So she's basically like, I don't think this is going to end well. And like, I don't want this poor guy to get his heart broken. And his tears are probably really big and annoying and have little mustaches on them.
Slightly cross-eyed and squinty. And so then now they're having a cheers because they're wrapped for the day. And the captain's even hanging out at the hot tub with them. So he's like, cheers, everybody. And he's trying to be friendly with Laura. He's like, what have you got, Laura? And she's like, Viv, beautiful day. Have you got your outfit yet, Laura? For tonight, your helmet. And she goes, yeah, thanks for that, Jason. Dun, dun, dun.
And he's like, well, you know, it meant a lot. It means a lot getting that thing. It means that helmet means it's time to shine and reflection. It's time to reflect. Time to shine and then reflect your shiningness onto other things, including your inner self. And he's like trying to make some sort of motivation out of it. He can't quite get there. And she's like, well, I'm not really sure what I did wrong, aside from not telling you that I'm promoting someone, but I guess that's a big crime of the century.
I'm not really sure what I've done wrong, except refuse to tell you that I've promoted somebody, tried to gas gaslight you when you insisted that I didn't, and started fights with every person on this crew the entire season and made it a living hell for everybody. So I'm not really sure what you're talking about. And so he's like, all right, you know, maybe we should have a talk. Like, let's go talk. And he goes, you know, I wanted to say something to you because there's little remarks that you're making. So what's going on?
She's like, well, the last 10 days to a week have been awful for me. Absolutely awful. Zarina's throwing spaghetti at me from across the bedroom. She says this is part of what the spaghetti monster does. I don't even understand it. Is it a reference to something?
Well, it's actually, that's her trying to love you, don't you know? I mean, haven't you seen her prom pictures? It's how she did her hair.
Unfortunately, she told me that her mom tried to get her in spaghetti straps and she took it a little bit too literally.
But of course, Lara's sitting down like, I've been bullied. You know, she's going to start this shit again. I mean, at least when Serena comes to it, she's like, listen, we're arguing over this, this, or this. Lara, every time she does it, is like, she's hurting me. It's always some victim shit. So she's like, the issue is me and Zarina. And he says, well, you've got to rise above it, you know. Oh, I mean, listen, there was once a deck in my way and I said, I'm going to hit that. So instead, I rose above it and crashed down on top of it. So.
And I like he just cuts right to it. He goes, did you say sorry?
She's like, well, we didn't come to a conclusion. He goes, why not? I mean, why don't you just say, hey, I'm sorry. Agree to disagree. Don't talk about me. Sorry. She's like, well, I didn't think it would be that simple. I thought I had to have a whole conversation, and I wanted to remind her that her choice in plates was a terrible choice, and that only a true monster, spaghetti or otherwise, would choose a white, a blue plate when it was clearly a white plate evening. You know what I'm saying? Why would I ever apologize for putting out a white plate? White plates are my passion.
I like that she said. She's saying I bullied her into choosing plates. That's not bullying. He's like, but at the end of the day, you get nothing for kimonos. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are actually ripping each other apart. You're ripping feelings apart. All you've got to do is untie this open. Don't rip it open. It's a kimono, for Christ's sake. Captain's Lounge kimonos coming soon.
It's like, the reason why I'm focused on you is here we're having a conversation with you, and it's because you're a chief stewardess with a hell of a lot of experience, and you're great at your job, and you're letting a professional experience ruin that. And she's like, I know. It's like, you know, being passive aggressive and holding on to grudges, and we can fix it. Every fight starts with a spark, so why don't we go back to the spark? And if you say the spark with the kimono, I'm going to say, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Right, this isn't relevant. You actually can put a fire out with your foot, right? And she's like, it's hard when someone's trying to bring you down. Lara, he's not buying your victim bullshit. Stop your crying. He's not buying it. What does the man need to tell? I love that everything he tells, he's giving her solid advice. Like, stop making it personal. Go do something professional. And she's like, but I'm being bullied about plates. Oh, get the fuck over it, you fucking lipstick buyer.
Seriously.
Come on.
So Lara's like, well, with my friendship with Zarina, I've always had this kind of uncertainty of level of trust. In my past, I've talked to her about my ex-boyfriend, and I was cheated on, and she knew the whole story, and she was there for me. But then the next month, she was out for dinner with him, and they're like best friends. So yeah, I do wonder how genuine she can be as a friend.
No, really. While we're wondering about genuinity, what do you call it? What's the word? Not genuinity. Genuineness. Is that true?
I'm going
with genuinity because it sounds cute. While we're speaking of genuinity, we'll hear more about this on the Serena interview because we asked her about this boyfriend thing. Oh, we'll be hearing the true story about this, you big fat liar. So Jason's like, well, you're doing a great job. And the only thing you need to probably do and work on is letting go. Just let go a little bit. She's like, letting go of bullying. I'll try my best. Are you telling me it gets better? He's like, all right. Please, can we just leave it? Let's not bring the Trevor Project into this.
So basically, now it's like 7 o'clock, and it's 17 hours before the charter, and the crew is getting ready to go out for dinner. And Zarina is like, Zarina and Lara are in the room together, and Zarina's like, what are you wearing tonight? She's like, I'm not 100% sure, which is the kindest interaction they've had in like several weeks. So
yeah.
Then Zarina even does something wild. She goes,
Do you need a hand? Would you like a bowl of spaghetti on your head? And that is actually a kind gesture on my part.
Would you like me to loan you a tutu and a tie-dyed shirt? It's like, I'm just trying to think if I should go full-blown disco ball. She goes, well, I mean, if you've got the honour of something that's incredible like that, I would go full-blown in it, you know? I mean, you can turn it around and see, like, just look at yourself in it, turn it around, you'll see, like, hundreds of different bitch faces looking back at you.
So Lara's like, I don't want to argue anymore. And Zorina's like, me too, even though you're at fault. And Lara's like, I really, really don't want to argue anymore, even though it was actually you who was at fault. And Zorina's like, can we hug? It's like, yes. So they hug. And then they apologize. And it's like a nice moment. And Lara's like, I'm sorry if I upset you. And Zorina's like, literally, I can't do this anymore. I'm so sorry that you're such a big bitch. It's not your fault. It's just what how you're hardwired. So we're so much better than this.
Yeah, she's like, we're better than this. And she's like, I know, you know, and I know I'm sensitive. And I'm sorry if there's something I said that started this. Okay, with the if I. Sorry if I. But whatever. It's a sorry. So let's just move on, right? So she's like, and I never want you to feel that anything I say about plates or whatever is anything on you. It's just, you know, it's about your plate taste. And that's all I'm saying, you know? Yeah. So obviously that just got miscommunicated. I didn't mean you're a terrible chef. I meant you've got terrible style. That's all I really meant to say.
And Zarina's like, well, I'm literally sorry for every other single way I reacted, and I totally respect everything that you guys have to do. I'm really just saying this because there's one more dinner night out, and I just really want to sit with the cool people once this season, so can I be with you? And she's like, no, but I am sorry for calling you a dickhead.
You called me a dickhead. I mean, I guess I was a little bit of a dickhead then, and a skank. Well, I guess I was being quite a bit of a skank. And a smelly, smelly 2x4. Couldn't get your big butt through the door. Well, all right, that's a bit far. And smelly. All right.
So he's like, well, I'm so glad we're friends again. Let me go pee-pee and then sniff my fingers. Okay. I'm really happy about this, by the way.
Skin.
Okay, well, we don't need to know everything you called me. I think I got the picture. So they all go out.
Smelly, I said that if I didn't get that in the apology.
Okay. Sorry. That's enough now. That's enough. I'm your chef.
Easy pass on that Holland Tunnel vagina. I'm not really sure if I got that in there.
All right. That's... You can wrap that up now, Lara.
They're going to move on, supposedly. Yeah. In theory, they're going to move on.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Sometimes the police have just 24 hours to gather enough information to charge someone who they believe has committed a serious crime. Could you gather enough information on motive, means, and opportunity before the time runs out? If you're fascinated by true crime, then join us in June 2025 for CrimeCon London. Meet the biggest names in true crime TV, experience live forensic demonstrations, and dive deep into the criminal mind with your favourite authors, podcasters, and content creators. From cold case reviews to immersive sessions with crime scene experts and police dogs, this is your chance to be part of the UK's biggest true crime event. Go to crimecon.co.uk now to secure your tickets. CrimeCon London, partnered by True Crime Channel, June 7th and 8th, 2025. The clock is ticking. Find out more and secure your place now at crimecon.co.uk.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So now we go to, it's the end of the season, so we do that thing where everybody's giving their goodbye monologues. I'm like, will they end up together or will they not? So Nate's like, I'm looking, I'm forward thinking type of guy, and Alicia is a girl I can see a future with. Of course, I've said that about the three last girls who packed me jam at the supermarket, but you know, I'm really feeling it with her. You know, I'm talking white picket fence. I'm talking house by a lake, like five little blonde haired, blue eyed rug rats, seven dogs, fireside chats, no cleaning ladies. She can do it all. Five dogs, 19 cats, a couple of Gila monsters, something like that. Maybe a bicycle. I love bicycles. Like, okay, your dreams are starting to bother me.
I know. Have a nice VHS copy of Muriel's Wedding over on the console.
But can I say something controversial? Muriel was, in fact, being awful. Wouldn't she?
If you kind of look at the common denominator, it's Muriel. So, I don't know.
Most important part, we're going to have some amazing smoochies.
Somewhere, Alicia's like, oh, her vagina just turns inside out. Yeah. So, Harry is ordering margaritas and everything. He's like, well, everyone, we've got one more charter. If anyone wants me to gossip about anything, I'm all ears and happy to send the message to whoever you need it to be sent to. Okay, let's smash it out of the back. So then they go off for boys chat,
which they've now made a segment like boys chat, boys bathroom chat.
And they just, it really has not taken off. This is only the second time they've done it. It's a little late in the season to start this. And again, I think we said this last time, when we have such like a venomous boys chat happening over on the Valley, coming to this boys chat, it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's just not as interesting.
Yeah, so, it's really not. Like, are any of you addicted to coke? Have any of you brought hookers home this weekend? Anybody sexually harassed one of their friends? I mean, come on.
Exactly. Instead of just Harry being like, so who wants to get a flower for a girl? So they're...
Yeah.
Like very middle school.
So meanwhile, Serena is like, Alicia, can I talk to you for a second now that the boys are gone? Now, you're leading him on, Alicia. She's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I am. She goes, do you want him? Even a little bit of you? This is a boat. It's about serious romance. You can't lead a man on here.
And meanwhile, Nate's like, well, I'm hoping I'm going to get a little bit of a cabin snuggie today, a smoochie. In fact, I'm going to say, hey, I know a way to arouse you. Let's have some smoochies in what I call the smoochie room. Come on, smoochie time.
And Nick's like, right, well, go team then. That's what I say. Oh, are we actually doing Star Trek hands to each other? There you go, my mates. There you go.
By the way, did you see Nick on Watch What Happens? I didn't actually watch the episode, but I saw like the tail end. He looked so handsome. And he's already handsome, but he changed his hair and he had a blazer on. I was like, this guy is gorgeous on Bravo. And like, he's just sort of like low key just there.
He's hot. And, yeah.
He's just hot. I just want to say he's hot. Sometimes I just want to say this guy's hot. So they come back to the table and they're like, oh my God. And Nick and Laura and Marina kiss and everything. And Laura's like, ooh, look at you two together. You're so beautiful. And then Harry says to Bree, like, hey, by the way, later we need to talk. She's like, oh my God, talk.
That's all you've wanted to do all season.
Oh, we need to have a talk.
And now she's like, I talk. Mean? I don't talk to hostile people.
So they go back to the boat. And then Harry brings Bree to chat on the deck. And everyone's like watching them on the camera, the closed circuit camera. He's like, all right, are we ready to talk now? Okay, you happy? You were comfortable right there? Okay, so we both obviously really like each other. And I don't want to say something that I'll regret, which is that I would like to break up with you in the current state of us being non-exclusive and graduate to being exclusive.
Yeah, they really tricked us on that one. They showed a preview where he's like, we're just friends or something. And they made it look like Harry was dumping them all. I was like, oh, hell no. I know Harry's not going to pull that shit. But no. He didn't. He was just like, you know, getting engaged is different than asking someone to be boyfriend, girlfriend. But I don't know if we're ready for boyfriend, girlfriend. So I'd like to say, would you like to have executive privileges? She's like, is that like a special pool or locker in the office or something?
It means you have your own dedicated cup for using mouthwash at the hostel.
Bye, you guys. Thank you. Love you. Be safe.
Ronnie is talking to his the cleaning ladies, but I like to think that you're actually just saying that to Harry and Bree. Like, great scene. Thank you for the scene. Let's move on. Be safe. Okay, we're bored.
No, they know I'm in here working, but they're so cute. They're like two little aunties. So like, have you eaten? Are you okay? Can we feed you? We can go to the grocery store. Yes.
That is so nice.
I love them. They're like, how was Texas? How's tour? How's your friend? How's your sister?
That is lovely.
Yeah, I love
that.
That
is lovely.
They take care of me. Okay. I see them. So sorry, inappropriate. I love you in the workplace. So, yeah, he's like, you can be my executive partner in privileges. You have this card you can use for discounts at the local Starbucks. Sorry, it's not a Starbucks, but we're not ready for that anyway. We're not married, are we?
So they kiss and everyone cheers because everyone who's been watching, they were concerned that it wasn't going well, but they just, and he's like, oh, I've decided to make it official. Exclusive partners. I better fucking delete Tinder. Okay. Cause I'm going to delete it right now. Forget about that. I got a model.
And she's like, exclusive partnership is just a warm up to being boyfriend and girlfriend. It's a stepping stone. Thank God we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. I just can't see anybody else except Harry. Wait a minute.
<It's been> Jason. She's like, oh no. Jason comes out while they're all still watching TV and he's in his kimono and they're like, what's going on? And he's like, sorry, I can hear you. And it just occurred to me, the new people on the show had never seen me in the kimono. So here it is. Soak it up. If you'd like to buy one, go to CaptainJason.com.
Nate's just like, holy fucking kimono, man. Oh no, sorry, Nate.
Holy fucking kimono, man.
He's like, all right, now it matches. Look at this. Look at my underwear. That matches. Sorry, it's an appropriate move, but you can get this at CaptainsLounge.com at some point. At some points.
So then Alicia asks Nate to chat in his room. He's like, all right, let's go have some smoochies then. A smoochie chat. She's like, yeah. Okay, well, I don't know if you can tell by my body language. By the way, I've sat completely opposite you at this bed and put a foot by your crotch so that way it can't go any further. So I'm not mature about these things and I've been through a lot. I've a lot of emotions. I got some new lipstick. It's kind of kept me preoccupied. So I think, you know, I'm a supernova and my star that's exploded. And you need to be a supernova too. You also need to be explosive and destructive. So it's my strange way of saying no.
I like that he goes, I've got to be my own supernova. She's like, yeah, I just don't have the mental capacity for an unexploded, unlit star. Does that make any sense to you? You're just sort of a dead rock floating around space trying to impregnate somebody with other dead rocks. I'm a supernova. Do you understand? He's like, oh, you're basically jam-girling me. I don't know what that is. You're breaking up with me, aren't you? He's like, yes. Now, I do adore you and appreciate you. All right. So he's like, well, hearing someone's not interested is never a good thing to hear, but it's not like I'm not used to it. And the paper boy said the same thing when I tried to entice him inside to try some jam from the ladies who dumped me the week before. So I'll impregnate somebody, don't you worry.
She's like, I'm not going to lie, I think Nate and I would make a great team, but the last couple of weeks with Johnny, I don't know, I haven't got the emotional capacity to watch someone else punch a wall, so, and the smoochy thing, that was the perfect excuse to break up with this golden retriever of a man.
I mean, I broke up with him in front of cabinets and he still showed no rage. I don't know what to do with that. I have to announce I am at the website captainslounge.life right now. I'm proud to announce that the kimono has been released. Now, ooh, it is only one pattern. It's the same thing that he wears on the show. It's the exact same kimono. And it says, I drape beautifully over the body and smooth feel against the skin, which is a bad sentence. It's not a sentence that makes sense. But you know what? It's okay. I'll take that.
It's okay.
But it also has three little dots, but doesn't move over. So there's no other pictures. And you can add to cart and it's $300.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. That should be $75.
But I've got other good news. It's not only that. He's also got a towel. It's an Eco Beach towel for $50, $49. It's designed for lovers of the water who care about the planet. And it's got a signature scent. My signature scent, Captain J Botanical Fragrance, a modern, addictive, and effortless unisex signature scent for those who live without limits.
Hmm. Okay.
I have limits. I'm limiting myself at your scent. I'm saying no.
Yeah. No. No. You say no.
But listen, if you want to, you know, look like the captain, go over and get his kimono. It is a sexy kimono. I wish I had kimono body. I would buy it. I would support the captain, but I do not have like kimono body.
I don't know if I have kimono body, but I think that's the thing with kimonos is that they kind of like, kimonos work really well. The kimonos give you kimono body. I think like almost anyone can wear a kimono and it gives you a look, you know?
No.
No.
I can't wear that. My neighbors would see me walking around outside and call the police. I'd never be able to go next to a school or a church. I would just like look like a big Harvey Weinstein perv in that. I can't do it. But it's working for him. He looks great, man.
Well, so now it's the first day of charter. And Lara wakes up and she had a sexual dream about Jason. Maybe she visited that website and got some ideas.
She smelled the scent and she's in.
She definitely did. She tells Zarina, she's like, I had a dream about Jason. I got him some lipstick and I liked it a lot. Zarina's like, what, Lara, together? Like, I've been trying 2 years with that man. And if you just swoop in there, I swear to God, all that spaghetti for nothing.
She's like, oh, the dream. I mean, I just went into this weird other realm. It was a dream about Jason. We were underwater. Somebody named Ronnie was trying to hold my head down. And there were loads of children we saved and rescued together. And I told each of them as they passed by, now go forth and make better dish choices.
It's just really weird. So then we see Adair. She's like, it's our last pickup day together.
But they also fucked.
Oh, they fucked.
That was the end. And this is the weird sentence. I'm so sorry. But she says, we were talking about how clear the children's eyes were, and then we hooked up. The fuck kind of sex dream is that? You talked about dream. Children's eyes, and then you fucked. What's wrong with you?
That's a weird one. That is a weird, weird dream. So... so then Adair's like, oh yeah, make it on this gas. And they're all getting ready, they're cleaning, etc. Bree is telling the girls about the chat with Harry, and she's like, we've decided that we are exclusive. So why are you crying? I don't want to go to the hostel.
We're executive exclusive. It's weird. It's like I was a regular clerk exclusive and I got a raise and I just don't know what it means. We need to have a talk about this.
So,
Adair finds out. Adair sees Harry and she's like, so your boyfriend and girlfriend then? And he's like, well, I didn't say that. We haven't put a label on it.
Well, that's what that term means. I mean, exclusive. I mean, come on, executive exclusive. What the fuck is that? An exclusive girlfriend that types. I mean, what the hell?
Just, you know, exclusive. I mean, it's like when I said that Miller Gold was my exclusive beer, that means I don't drink other beers. Okay? Exclusive.
And Adair goes, well, everybody, they're exclusive, whatever that means.
And then Adair's like, what about you, Nate? You and Alicia, huh? And he's like, well, yeah, we had a little bit of a bed chat. Apparently I'm an unexploded supernova, whatever that means. So back to the drawing board.
That means you're a pussy. All right, there. Just translated that for you. All right, let's get back to work, boys.
By the way, Adair has become the hero of the season. Every time Adair is on now, I just crack up. I think she's so fucking funny. And I love that she has no interest in these people at all. She's not even going to fake it. She's like, no.
Yeah, gross. Totally. So then we have preference sheet meeting. So Lara's like, I don't even want to look at Jason at this meeting. I can't look into his eyes because I feel like he's going to know exactly that I was dreaming about him. And I don't want him to find out ever. So memo to self, don't talk about this during your confessional. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. I'm just getting fanny flutters. I need to stop thinking about clear children's eyes. So... Jason's like, all right, morning team, last charter. Wynn and Lori, they're a married couple from Carlsbad, California. Now, doesn't tell you anything, but it tells Ronnie and Ben plenty. All right, let's enjoy this.
Yes, he's the CEO of J-Lab, which makes headphones. And I know that two podcasters would clearly enjoy some free J-Lib headphones. And in exchange, they won't make fun of you too badly on their podcast.
Are those really nice headphones?
I feel like they might be. Maybe not. I don't think they are.
I have to have the iPods because the AirPods because they transfer from your phone to your iPad to your computer. I'm not going to say seamlessly, but I'm used to it now.
I'm sure they're very good. And at their price of $20 for their fake AirPods, I'm sure they're very good headphones.
Now, if anybody who's ever listened to us on Crappy Hour, you know the AirPod experience is not seamless. I'll just say there have been some traumatic moments on that show, but still love them. So
actually, these people are totally fine. I don't even remember
what one of them looks like. Not even a one of them.
Yeah, these were like very generic people. So they want to have, for one night, the group would like a tasting menu of classic Seychelles dishes. Actually, you know what's so funny? My parents are on a cruise right now, and they are headed to the Seychelles as we speak. Like, my parents are living the below deck experience.
God, your parents are such swingers.
I feel like they're going to hate it. They can be like, so really? Is a tortoise? Yeah, they're going to be like, where's the museum? A tortoise? I don't want to see a tortoise sanctuary.
They tried to show us a tortoise sanctuary. You know, the tortoises, they're just so old, Ben. All of them are just so old.
It was fine. It was fair. So then the next day, day two, the guests would like to do a pirate-themed treasure hunt competition on the beach. These people can now go to hell. I don't want their headphones if they're going to make us watch them do a competition against the staff. No one cares about these sort of events. Stop doing it below deck.
Yes.
So they have to do a beach setup the second day.
Laura is still staring off into space. And so he's like, are you all right, Laura? And she's like, yeah, good to go. And, you can't tell with Laura if she's like sex dreaming or if she's pissed at you, which is on brand for Laura.
Yeah. So Nate's trying to start up the tender afterwards, and the tender won't start at all. He's like, oh, it's the final shot of the season, and we're trying to knock this thing out of the pack, and I don't know what the tender's doing, but if only she would bloody start. The tender's like, well, unfortunately, I sort of see myself as an exploded supernova, and you haven't quite exploded yet, so I'm going to start for someone else.
Oh, I've just been dumped by a tender.
It's embarrassing.
It is. So
he goes, tells Jason. Jason then calls the provisioner, and they're going to rent a new tender. And then, meanwhile, Jason's out in the hallway, and Laura is like, hey, by the way, Serena came into the room, and I apologized and for whatever made her upset, and she apologized, and we're going to smile, and we're going to carry on.
He's like, all right, I acknowledge you're doing a great job, and everything else outside that you can't control it. You understand? Can't control what you can't control. You know what you can't control? More kimono.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and At-Will Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to, like, get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
Every successful business starts with an idea. And on The Best Idea Yet, we're obsessed with those light bulb moments.
Like how a bored barista invented the Frappuccino during his downtime, and then it got acquired by Starbucks.
Or how Patagonia's iconic fleece was inspired by a toilet seat cover.
On The Best Idea Yet, we dive into the untold origin stories behind the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who made them go viral.
These are the wild ideas and insights that made Birkenstock the best-selling sandals since Jesus.
And made Super Mario the most played video game in the history of attention spans.
Yeah, Nintendo almost became a ramen company until Super Mario saved it.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Follow The Best Idea Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And if this podcast lasts longer than 45 minutes, call your doctor.
So now the guests are starting to approach, but I think before these guests come on this boat, Ronnie, I think it might be time for the fish report.
Fish report, fish report, fish report. Wait, I don't have the fish report. Oh, you're doing it.
You know what?
Oh, good.
It occurred to me, I didn't give it to you, but I'll just do it over here. I'll get the fish report this week. All right. Our first fish that we have today, it's a school of some beautiful red fish. These are the Scarlet Beauties. I like this monochromatic look for them, you know?
These red fish are always high as fuck, so they had to get clothes to match their red eyes so it would look nice and they wouldn't look like drug addicts. Imagine these red eyes on white fish. We'd be like, you look like drug addicts. Get control over yourself. But with red skin, it works. So every drug addict out there, just paint your skin red.
But you know, they're like, they always show up at the party and they're like, guys, red is in. Okay. I would not be caught dead not wearing red. Okay.
Yeah, now look at you're like, you totally got surgery on those eyes to make them red.
Now, by the way, check out this one. Look at this beaut. Look at this. I mean, have we ever seen something like this? So many colors. I love this teal going on, lots of patterns. But you know what I really love about this fish, aside from its beautiful orange zebra makeup? It's like, you know what? I don't really need to have fins. I can just be a sleek teardrop shape and I will be just fine.
I was going to say, this fish looked so good that somebody ate its ass off.
I know.
There's no ass on this fish. They're gone. There's no ass. They got their party makeup done and they came out assless, you know?
But it's a little insecure about its look. I don't know. Can you see its eyeball? Its eye is kind of like being like, oh my God, this is my first day wearing this outfit. Do people like it? Is this too much? Is this too bold of a look?
This fish was going to a party in the front. Look at the face. It spent a lot of money and then it got caught in a net and just left in the net for a long time. Because look at the pattern on it. It's just like a net pattern all over it. And it came out assless with net all over its body. It's like the night started well. This is now 6 in the morning where everything's gone to shit for this fish.
It's like, I just got back from EDC. Oh my God. I hope no one realizes. I hope no one sees me on this walk of shame back from EDC. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Okay. This one. Look at this. This guy. What a star. I love this fish. This is about as cute. You know, they keep on trying to shove a clownfish agenda on us all season long. And we have actually not included the clownfish in our fish reports intentionally. Because look at this fish. Cute ass.
I love this fish. But here's the problem with this fish. It looks like one of those really cheap cartoons where they take a cutout of a face and then they put human lips on it. And it's those are human lips and it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. The pufferfish are just very, very cute. But I want you to know, not all pufferfish are cute because, look, we have another pufferfish coming up.
Is this fish, does this have injections, this fish? Do fish have lips like
yes.
this? This is the la-la fish. It just keeps getting injections no matter how crazy it looks. Like, your lip is flipping up on itself, la-la fish.
It's a season 2 reality star fish, for sure. And then our next fish is this one. So this is another pufferfish. This is the season 1 pufferfish. It's like, I'm just so glad to be part of this group.
This is a Diane Frostenberg fish. It's just like what happens to the la-la lips, you know, as time goes on. It's like, I invented the wrap dress.
You know what? My husband turns out he's gay, but we were okay with it. We liked each other.
Why won't anybody hug me? Is it my lips? No, you're covered in prickles. What are you, a cactus fish? What the fuck kind of fish is this? I want to turn you into a taco.
It's the same fish as the one before, but like this is like in its youth. This is season 1, you know, and now we're in season 14 on The Real Housewives. And it's like, listen, I'm one of the OGs of the sea. OG of the OC. SEA, that is.
Yeah, that's like looking at my Facebook. I'm all young and fresh, and then you just skip forward. Like you just scroll down 1 second, and then I'm like, I'm covered in prickles.
I wanted to give this school of fish a shout out for being uniform. We've seen a lot of chaotic fish this season, schools, and this one is like, you know what? We will be orderly, and we'll have a cool blue look, too.
Except so this little bastard over here, down here on the right side of the screen, is just like making the wrong turn. It's like, bah, I'm sick of this shit.
I'm leaving this school. And then
that's
we have
me because I couldn't graduate because I didn't take my PE class. I'm like, bye everyone, have fun, and losers.
As a compare and contrast, we have this orderly school, and now we're going to go to a chaotic school of fish. Now I like that they're all yellow, but they're all crashing into each other. It's like, you know what? Go in order, single file, and you'll get to your destination. But now you're all crashing into the same rock.
This is me the first time I drove a Vespa in Italy. There's no lines on the road. This is what it looks like. And they're like, no, it's totally orderly. Orderly fashiona.
Yeah, these are people that, you know, all these fish are at Costco right now rushing to get a sample. That's what they all look like.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have, look at this beauty.
That's a big version of the fish that we just saw with the painted face. And this is before it was put in the net. See, it has nice stripes and it still has a tail. No one ate it.
Yeah, this one's just, I love its shape. I love again that teal streaks, the orange. It's almost like salmon colored, which is kind of vicious if you think about it. And its friends are all cute and chic. So this one's, I'm a big fan.
These little purple fish are fabulous, but you know they're always running around. Like, why are we always in the ensemble? Why are we never the lead? We're literally all dressed the same.
And they're all going in different directions. They're a terrible school. Yeah. Okay, then we have these. This is a quick shot, but I love this yellow streak across these fish's eyes, you know?
Yeah, they're like, it makes me look thin. And I'm like, we all know that you bought, that's a bodysuit. Like, we all know that you bought that. Like, I know that it's camouflage and you're going to look just like me once you take that shit off. So stop trying to trick me and let's just go to the movie. You know,
take off your Spanx.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this jellyfish is like the Amadeus of jellyfish. Look at it. Oh, it's got like the bloomers.
That is, you know, that jellyfish has tenure somewhere. That is just like a,
it does.
A gray, scraggly bearded jellyfish. He's like, I'm upside down and it's not even on purpose, bitch.
And you can tell it has tenure somewhere because it's not even putting any effort. It's just swinging right through the shot. Like, hello.
15 minutes late, my ass.
Your term paper is due tomorrow, by the way.
Fire me, I dare you.
And then we have just here like a, this is just like a little, this is kind of like a little fish parade happening here. Yeah, just some basics here, just a ray. Oh, and our last one. Perfect. Look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this. Hello, goodbye.
It's like I'm barfing, but I'm barfing up fabulous burlesque feathers. This is the fish that makes my favorite Bravo sound effect when it's like dun 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 dun.
Oh, boom. Yeah, I love it. But it's also kind of funny. It's like, look at me. I've got flamboyant feathers. No, don't look at me. Look at me now. Don't look at me. But look at
me
now.
$5? It wasn't $10. $20?
No.
It wasn't $50.
Where the tips, boys? No. Yeah,
another funny fish-faced. Another funny-faced fish. What a good one.
Which one was your favorite of the
week?
This
one.
This one?
Yeah.
I'm going to give mine. Oh, I kind of want to give it to this cute one, but I'm going to give it to this one. I love this one. The speckly
assless fish. You're giving it to the biggest victim.
I love the assless fish because it's doing so much. It's proving that you can do stripes and polka dots at the same time. So
this fish had a rough night and it's still swimming. You know, it's not staying in bed all day. So I agree. Although that one's so cute. That one is.
That's so cute. The blow. Oh, it's so cute.
All right. That's been the end of the fish report. Fish report.
Great times.
All right, so we're waiting on these basic ass people talking about crab legs. Serena's going to give Alicia a recommendation for culinary school. And she's like, well, I've come a long way from the girl that almost killed everyone with a spicy curry. Now I'm the girl with new lipstick who's just broken the heart of a dull gray floating rock.
Yes. So they're going to drop anchor and they're serving lunch. And the guests are all so impressed with the crab. They're like, this is amazing. How wonderful. What a beautiful, wonderful lunch. Unfortunately, Jason has yet again decided to take them to Swellyville, population this boat. So this boat is like rocking. And for the rest of the episode, they have this undercurrent of a sound effect that's going.
Yeah.
And so you like just sitting there watching, you just feel seasick.
Yeah, and it's really bad. We see it swaying, the plate's moving, and the guests are like, so does the boat always rock like this? Because it's not great. And it does. Jason's like, well, that's what you got to do. It's a boat, and that's how they work. And he's like, the stabilizers are working. You wouldn't know it, but Katina's a big boat. All right, but it's no match for the swell that's coming in. So he's like, tough titties, basically. So now they all start barfing.
Yeah. They basically, they're all getting nauseous. and you can really see, like, in every scene, you see the oceans like going up and down. Like, it's a pretty intense swell. And Jason's like, well, they'll just have to get used to it. Sorry.
Yeah. So it's pretty bad. A guy really does go off and barf. And then they're talking about the it food. Happens, and Serena's like, is everything okay? Why aren't they eating? It's like they're barfing. Okay. They can't eat. So then Laura and Marina are serving the snapper. And Bree's like, oh, my God, Adair, do you know what's going to be funny? Bringing Harry to New Jersey. Because when I moved to America with my fiance, I was like, oh, my God, what did I do? But, you know, Harry's already here, so he'll be easier to dump.
Yeah. And Adair's like, wait, but so when you guys go to America, are you guys going to be going to any monster truck rallies? Because otherwise, I don't see this as being a long-lasting relationship.
Y'all got rodeos in New Jersey? Why the fuck do you live there? Y'all getting married in the pub? Where y'all getting married?
So Harry is like downstairs showing everyone, guys, now you want to know how to fold a towel? Okay, if you roll it like this, it's going to be soft and fluffy. That's not a towel. This is a towel.
So Serena is going to bed and she's telling Alicia to finish up the galley. And then Serena runs into the captain in the hall and is like, thank you for speaking to Laura because things are very nice now. You know, she actually let me tie her hair with a bit of spaghetti. And he's like, oh, why? She said it was a good chat. She's like, thank you. I really appreciate it. And surely I'm not speaking too soon.
Yeah. So then Bree's in bed and she's FaceTiming her mom and her mom is like, Lara, you look tired. And Lara's like, I'm so tired. But thank you, by the way. One thing I love is doing my hair up like this and hearing a lady in New Jersey say that I look tired. That's really wonderful while I'm on television.
If I look tired to a woman in New Jersey, how do I look to everyone else? God.
So then Harry joins in. He's like, hi, mommy. Do you know how to roll a towel? Okay, do you know that Bree and I, we're exclusive. We're basically boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm your son-in-law now.
And the mom just goes, but, like, I thought she was breaking up with you today, you know?
Yes.
And Bree's like, oh, mom, are we breaking up? I just heard you say, but. I know you didn't say that. And she's like, what did you say? We're exclusive, mom. And it's like, hello, mommy, exclusive. You've got a new executive partner in the family.
Bree's like, I'll call you later to explain it, mom. Don't worry.
And Harry's like, your mother doesn't seem very impressed. Close
yeah, your mouth. She's like, yeah, because her mom knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
So Bree's like, yeah, you know, an exclusive partnership. You're testing dynamics of a relationship before you fully lock it down. No, your dating experience was when you were testing the dynamics. This entire charter season was the test. Okay. Dump him. Dump him now.
Yeah, so Jason's awakened in the middle of the night by the swell of the boat. And he's like, well, there's nowhere else I can move it to. Because over there, there's other water. And over there, there's other water. All of it's water. What can you do?
And so then everyone's waking up and Zarina's tired because the boat was rocking. The rooms were hot as shit. And Marina and Nick are out on the bow and they're like looking at the scenes and they're like having a nice like romantic moment looking at the scenery. And Zarina's watching them closed circuit TV. And she's like, oh, look, Marina and Nick are having a date up on the sun deck. That looks nice. Should we go up there and throw spaghetti at them? What do you think, Alicia?
Yeah. And they're doing the end of the season thing where Marina's like, I really like him, but, you know, it's the end of the season and we're yachties, so you never know where we're going to be. So she asks what he's doing after this, and he's like, oh, I don't know, probably a Star Trek convention or two. What about you? I haven't thought about it. She's like, you haven't thought about it? Really? Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about maybe my grandmother needs some mortgage help? That could be romantic.
You can move in with grandmother. So then everyone is like gathering and they're talking about going on the treasure hunt and stuff like that. And Lara's saying her stomach is, everyone's feeling kind of sick, even like the staff, et cetera. And Nate's talking about like the plan of the attack is that they're going to go with this new tender over to this area to set up this beach setup. But the issue is that there are a lot of shallow areas, so they're going to have to be quick.
So now it's breakfast time and Serena is figuring out food and Lara's radioing, Serena, 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 Gali, Gali, Lara, 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 Gali, Serena, Serena. And no one's answering. Dun, dun, dun. Because Serena is talking about runny eggs. So she's very busy.
Serena's not listening to her radio or it's not on or something. And so Lara has to go all the way downstairs to get the breakfast food, or she has to find out if something is ready. So she comes all the way downstairs. She's like, is anything ready? And Serena's like, well, have we got the fruits and stuff? And Lara's like, well, that's on the table. And they're talking about it. And Lara's like a little snippy because she's like, well, why don't you have your radio on? And then, you know, they finally get the stuff and they're going upstairs. And Lara's like, these stairs are killing me. I'm killing my stomach. He's eating my stomach. And so Serena's like, is there something wrong? She's like, well, where's your radio? Why don't you have your radio on? I can't just keep coming up and down these staircases like this.
Oh, sorry. Is she only allowed to not be wearing her radio if she's got a leotard and bunny ears on? So Serena's like, I mean, I just don't understand this. Laura and I've made up and we're friends again. Is she still huffing and puffing around me? Am I going crazy? Or is this deja you're not sitting at my table view?
I think in this case, Laura's huffing and puffing was valid. I think that like it was bad when Lara herself did not have her radio on, and when the shoe was on the other foot, it was equally as bad. People had to have the radio on, and if Captain Lee were here, he would have a few choice words to say about that. So they are getting this, they're just doing this breakfast stuff. And so, but basically what we're seeing is that like not all is well with Lara and Serena, that their makeup was only temporary and that it's still going to fall apart.
Yes. And so the boat's still swelling. Everything's still going to hell there. They're trying to figure out shallow water. And they're going to have to figure it out next week. The season finale. Will everybody die?
Yeah, because the big thing is that Nate goes out with the tender over to the area and he gets stuck in the sand. And now the guests are waiting to go out onto the sand because they're all nauseous. And they want to get the hell off the boat and they can't get the boat off of the sandbar.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, everybody. Thank you for being here. We will be back Friday with an interview with Serena. So come check it out. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifah.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the Cork Master, the Master of the Cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She Gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We Love Him Madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're On the Floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
It's Always a Good Time When You're Wasting Time with Bravo.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.